Vacation Under the Volcano. Chapter 1, A Secret Code. Jack reached into his drawer and took out his secret library card. He held a thin piece of wood and ran his finger over its shimmering letters. M.L. Master Librarian, he whispered. Jack couldn't believe that he and his sister Annie were finally master librarians. He wondered if he should pack the secret card to take on vacation. His family was about to leave for a week in the mountains. Just then Annie stuck her head into Jack's room.
Want to check the woods? She asked.
Every morning, they looked in the Frog Creek woods to see if Morgan Le Fay and her magic treehouse had returned.
We can't, said Jack. We're leaving soon. But what if Morgan's there? Said Annie. What if she's waiting for us?
Oh, okay, said Jack. Let's look fast. He grabbed his backpack. He threw in his notebook, his pencil, and his secret library card. Then he followed Annie downstairs.
We'll be back soon, Annie called.
Don't go far, their dad called. We're leaving in 20 minutes.
Don't worry, we'll be back in 10, said Annie.
Right, thought Jack. 5 minutes to the woods and 5 minutes back. Even if Morgan sent them on an adventure, they would return at exactly the same time that they left. Jack and Annie ran out their front door. In the bright morning sunshine, they hurried across their lawn and down the street.
I had a nightmare last night, said Annie.
What was it? Said Jack.
I dreamed fires were burning, said Annie. Everything was smoky and dark, and the ground was shaking. Do you think it was a warning?
Nah, said Jack. Nightmares never come true. They left the sidewalk and headed into the Frog Creek woods. The woods were quiet and peaceful. They walked between sunlit trees until they came to the tallest oak in the woods.
Yay, said Annie.
There it was, the magic treehouse, and Morgan Le Fay was waving from the window. Hail, Master Librarians, she said. Jack and Annie bowed playfully.
At your service, said Annie.
Then come on up, said Morgan. They grabbed the rope ladder and started up. When they climbed inside the treehouse, they found Morgan holding a book and a piece of paper. I have an important mission for you, she said. Are you ready?
Yes,
they both answered. Jack's heart pounded. Ever since Morgan had made them master librarians, he had been longing for their first mission. You know I collect books for Camelot's library, she said. Jack and Annie nodded. Well, there have been many great libraries lost in history, said Morgan. And with them, we have lost many wonderful stories.
That's sad, said Annie.
It is, said Morgan. But luckily, with the help of the treehouse and you two master librarians, some of those stories can be saved, such as this one. Morgan showed them the piece of paper. There was strange writing on it. Vir fortissimus in mundo.
Is that a secret code? Said Jack.
Morgan smiled. In a way, she said. Actually, it's the title of a lost story. It's written in Latin, the language of the ancient Romans of Italy.
Ancient Romans? Said Jack. He loved anything to do with ancient Romans.
Yes, said Morgan. This story was in a library, in a Roman town. I need you to get it before the library becomes lost forever.
No problem, said Annie.
Do you have your secret library cards? Asked Morgan.
Yes, said Jack.
Good. Do not lose them. The right people will know what they mean, said Morgan. And as usual, here is a book to help you. Morgan handed Jack a book called Life in Roman Times. The cover showed a Roman town with people wearing tunics and sandals.
That looks great, said Jack.
And take this, the name of the story I need, said Morgan. She handed the piece of paper to Jack, and he put it in his pack. Remember, said Morgan, your research book will guide you. But remember, in your darkest hour, only the ancient story can save you.
But first, you must find it. Jack and Annie nodded.
Go now, Morgan said softly, and don't forget what I just told you.
Thanks, said Jack. He pointed at the cover of the book on Roman times. I wish we could go there, he said.
The wind started to blow.
I almost forgot. I'm going to help you blend in, Morgan shouted above the wind.
What do you mean? Shouted Jack.
Before Morgan could answer, the treehouse started to spin. It spun faster and faster and faster. Then everything was still, absolutely still.
Oh, cool, whispered Annie. Look at us.
Chapter 2. The End is Near. Jack opened his eyes. He pushed his glasses into place. Morgan was gone, and so were Jack's jeans, t-shirt, sneakers, and backpack. Instead, he had on a white tunic with a belt, sandals that laced up, and a leather bag. He looked at Annie. She was dressed the same way. Morgan had made them look just like kids in an ancient Roman town.
I guess this is what Morgan meant, said Jack, when she said she'd help us blend in.
I feel like Cinderella, said Annie. I like these clothes.
Yeah, said Jack, although he felt a little as if he was wearing a dress.
Annie looked out the window.
It's pretty here, she said.
Jack looked with her. They had landed in a grove of trees. On one side of the grove rose a gentle-looking mountain. On the other, a town sparkled in the sunlight.
I wonder where we are, said Jack.
He opened the book about Roman times. He read aloud.
Almost 2,000 years ago, on August 24th, A.D. 79, the seaside town of Pompeii was a typical Roman town. Many Romans went there on their vacation. They built large houses called villas and planted groves of olive trees along the slopes of a mountain called Mount Vesuvius.
Annie kept looking out the window. As Jack pulled out his notebook and pencil, he wrote, Vacation in Pompeii, August 24th, A.D. 79. Houses called villas. Jack looked out the window again.
It does look like a nice place to go on vacation, he said.
We must have landed in one of the olive groves, said Annie.
Yeah, and that town must be Pompeii, said Jack.
He looked in the opposite direction.
And that mountain must be Mount Vesuvius.
Annie shivered.
That name sounds scary, she said.
Really? Said Jack. Not to me.
He looked down at his notes.
Hey, did you feel that? Said Annie.
What?
Jack looked up.
The ground shook. I heard it rumble, too, said Annie.
Jack frowned.
I think you were just dreaming again, he said.
No, I wasn't, said Annie. Something feels wrong about this place. I really think we should go home now.
Are you nuts? Said Jack. We have to find that lost story for Morgan. Besides, I've always wanted to see a Roman town.
He threw his notebook and the Roman book into his leather bag. Then he went down the rope ladder.
Come on,
he called when he stepped onto the ground. Annie just stared down at him.
Don't be chicken, he said.
He pushed his glasses into place.
Come on, it'll be fun.
Annie still didn't move.
What's wrong with her? Jack wondered. Usually I'm the worried one.
Come on, he pleaded. We can't let Morgan down.
Annie let out a big sigh.
Okay, but we'd better find that story fast, she said.
Finally, she climbed down the rope ladder. The sun was bright and hot as they took off between the olive trees. With Mount Vesuvius at their backs, they headed for the town of Pompeii.
That's weird, said Annie. I don't hear any birds.
She was right. The grove was strangely silent.
Don't worry about it, said Jack. Maybe they're all at the beach. Come on, let's go over that bridge.
He led the way to a small wooden bridge that crossed a narrow stream. But when they got to the stream, they found it had dried up.
That's really weird, said Annie.
Don't worry, said Jack. It just means there hasn't